A Century of Spiritual Text, St. Theodoros, number 12. Bodily passions, or passions concerned with material things, I reduced and withered through bodily hardships, while the unseen passions of the soul are destroyed through humility, gentleness, and love. When a person is touched by God's grace and selflessly decides to serve God and sanctify his life, he is mercilessly confronted at the very beginning with a whole range of passions that he had not noticed until now. The Holy Fathers point out this spiritual reality with various teachings. They say that by following the Lord and keeping the gospel commandments, a person reveals the passions that rule in his heart. The spiritual father should prepare the beginner in the spiritual life for this pleasant encounter with the passions and arm him with the means to eliminate those passions. St. Theodoros the Great, whose 100 spiritual texts are like a concise textbook of the art of spiritual life, tries to do just that. He explains that the recognition of these bodily and mental passions requires the adoption of various ascetic exercises. When he talks about the asceticism of the body, he means about all fasting, but also the simplification of the way of life and the renunciation of the pleasures of the body which divert the heart of a man from God. St. Isaac the Syrian places great emphasis on the need for this bodily asceticism. He says, as a cloud obscures the light of the moon, so the vapor of the belly expels the wisdom of God from the soul. What a flame of fire is to dry wood, so is carnal lust to a full belly. The knowledge of God does not dwell in a flesh that loves pleasure, and a man who loves his own flesh does not attain divine gifts. For the invisible passions of the soul, St. Theodoros recommends three main weapons: humility, gentleness, and love. When entering this struggle with the passions, we must remember that it is important to follow the recommendations of our spiritual father. He who enters this contest alone, relying on his own wisdom, is a slave to pride and will be defeated in it with shame. St. Theodoros, intercede for us. Amen.